That last big Ebola outbreak in Africa was big news here in the U.S. a few years ago. And as you might remember, some people from the region were able to take refuge from the disease here. Well, the Ebola crisis there is over now, so the U.S. government is asking some African immigrants to go home. But for many of them, that could be a problem. The world's Maria Muriel has been following the situation. Maria, who is being asked to leave?
Who's being asked to leave are people from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, who in 2014 were granted something called temporary protected status. This is a status that the U.S. government allows to people from countries where there's a crisis going on. It basically lets them live and work in the U.S. for a temporary period. And in May, this status ran out for people from these three countries because the World Health Organization declared that the Ebola outbreak was over.
So they'd been given temporary protected status, or TPS, because of the Ebola crisis in their home countries.
Right.
And now that's come to a close. So are they getting deported?
No. They're being asked to leave. They have to get their own plane tickets back or their own travel back home, wherever that might be. And I spoke to Paul, who is a novelist from Liberia, and he declined to use his last name.
You cannot return because you don't even have the money to pay your air ticket. I'm married. I got a wife here.
So Paul is saying that he can't even take himself back to Liberia because he doesn't have the money, he's had trouble finding work, and he's married. He's already started making a life here since he moved here in 2014. And he's been doing manual labor wherever he can get it, you know, just temporary work, because employers look at his TPS and they say to him, you know, we can't hire you for a long time. You're not allowed to be here for a long time.
Now, if Paul has made a life here or is trying to, is there any avenue for him to stay on with legal immigration status?
Well, his wife is a legal permanent resident. They live in California. And Paul told me that she had petitioned for him to also get permanent status, but their petition was denied or they were asked to resubmit it. And generally, it's a really long process.
So TPS, it's not a way to immigrate here permanently. It's something that keeps getting extended and then may expire.
Right. And actually, the critic of TPS say that the program usually gets renewed too often.
And I know for Liberians, there's a large Liberian population here around Boston, and they've been getting extended TPS for years and years because of the Civil War.
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons that countries have gotten a temporary protected status. It started in 1998, and usually the government renews it every 18 months. But for example, Haitians recently were in the news because they were up for renewal and they only got a 6-month extension, which is seen as sort of a phasing out of the program.
So if Paul does go back to Liberia, what are the conditions for him there?
Well, Ebola has been declared over, but I spoke to a Doctors Without Borders analyst who says that that's not the only thing to worry about health-wise. Recently, there was an outbreak of meningitis in Liberia, and there was an outbreak of measles in Guinea. And this analyst, her name is Mitt Phillips, she says that Ebola had long-lasting effects on the health services of these countries.
During the almost 2 years of the Ebola crisis, the health service could not function really optimally or correctly. Plus, the population was fearful also to go near to the health centers because the health centers were seen as places where you could get infected by Ebola.
So this is a long recovery. Just because the crisis is declared over, it doesn't mean that people are fine. There was a lack of vaccinations for other diseases as well.
Now back to Paul. Do you think he's going to go back or is he going to try to sort of stay under the radar here?
Well, last time I spoke to him, he wanted to stay. You know, also he said he wouldn't be able to find a job back in Liberia, that it would be really hard, harder than here, you know, where at least you can get contract work here and there. But that's not even possible for him anymore because since his TPS expired, he and all the other people in his situation are now living undocumented in the U.S. So basically your choice is to scrounge up the money and fly home or stay in the U.S. and be undocumented, and then you risk deportation.
Do you know what the estimate is for the number of people this TPS expiration date affects from Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea?
It's about 4,000 people.
Wow. The world's Maria Muriel. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Carol.